Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Countdown to the Super Bowl. Heavy security in Las Vegas today, but authorities say there are not any credible threats. And a big day for big ads and the big money needed to pay for them. Jeff Beer covers advertising and branding for Fast Company with how much commercials are going for.
It was about averaging around $7 million for 30 seconds. And that does not even come close to counting, you know, the celebrities you got to pay, the production values. These are expensive ads.
Rallying in South Carolina, GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump saying if he returns to the White House, he'd encourage Russia to attack NATO allies who don't pay their bills. The Senate convening at noon today hopes to get a $95.3 billion military aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan passed on its own since the collapse of a border security bill this week. It includes just over $14 billion in military aid for Israel's war with Hamas. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A lot of Wisconsin farms are handed down from one generation to the next, but many new farmers start their operations from scratch. As Mike Moan reports, many of them benefit from leasing their farmland.
More than a third of Wisconsin farmland is leased, that according to federal data. Kelly Wolfert is a farm management outreach specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension. She suggests renting land is the only real option for new and emerging farmers. That's because current market conditions put owning property out of reach, and these individuals also have to invest in things such as new equipment, creating even bigger disadvantages.
Land is very expensive when you're competing against farmers who have assets already built up that they can leverage in order to afford that land.
Her team is trying to educate smaller operations about the dynamics of leasing agricultural property and what their rights are. Wilford says it's important to make sure you have your lease in writing with clear terms. She adds that being more vocal about conservation practices you might deploy could help get a break on the cost of the rent. Steve Okanek, a regional educator with UW Extension, says lacking social connections in a farming community you're eyeing for production is another barrier.
Especially if you're a new person coming into a neighborhood, it can be very difficult. It comes down to networking.
He says you should treat your quest for land almost like a job search, where establishing trust and familiarity might result in more leads. This outreach comes as the nation sees an influx of beginner farmers trying to get a bigger share of the market. In the most recent census of agriculture, there was a 17% increase in the number of farmers with less than 5 years of experience. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Marquette gets a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Number 7th-ranked Marquette defeated St. John's 86-75. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Happy National Marquette Day, everybody. That was a terrific second-half effort by our entire group. I thought St. John's came in here with great desperation. Anytime you beat a team by one the last time and they have a shot at the buzzer to win it, they're going to feel some kind of way about that.
The Golden Eagles have now won 7 in a row. The number 11th-ranked Badgers suffering a stunning loss at Rutgers, 78-56. 22 points, the biggest win over a ranked team in Rutgers basketball history. Wisconsin has now lost 4 in a row. I'm in Las Vegas covering Super Bowl 58, where Jordan Love did some interviews, and I asked him about the slump the Packers went through.
Yeah, it was a tough stretch we had. We went on a 4-game losing streak, but I'm proud of everybody for being able to turn around.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. From Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, I'm Mike Clemens.
Monday on Nightlight, I'm joined by OnMilwaukee.com's entertainment reporter Matt Miller and Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson. Join me from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for today with our highs getting up into the mid-30s. West winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies, a few flurries around, otherwise lows, upper teens to around the 20-degree mark. Still plenty of clouds Monday, highs in the mid-30s. Currently 26 degrees.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old, we're the comedians line?
That's a big thing in stand-up, for those of you listening. Comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the comedians next door.
Yeah, we're the
thinking,
comics.
Like you're with the FBI or something, but sometimes it works. People are like, oh, that's so cool. Come on
in. Oh, you're the comics. Yeah, come on in.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network. And the music of the stars. Good morning, everybody. I'm Lou Regano, your host for the Music of the Stars. This is the Cyman Orchestra. Quite a guy that, well, few people remember. Tell you more about him in just a bit. But the music. Music says it all. Shortage of music for today.
They say in Rain Tree County there's a tree bright with blossoms of gold. But you will find the Rain Tree's estate of the mind. You came like a flame from the south, and I looked into eyes of periwinkle blue, and I knew, then I knew, I'd love you. I'd find what
WCCM, everybody. I'm Ben Mankiewicz. This is the final night of Summer Under the Stars. Tonight, we're nearing the end of 24 hours of movies with one of Hollywood's most enduring stars, Elizabeth Taylor. Up next, Taylor appears in a costume drama opposite one of her closest friends, Montgomery Clift, from MGM in 1957, Raintree County. The story spans roughly 30 years in the history of an Indiana county, focusing on a love triangle between Clift as Johnny and two women. One, Johnny's longtime love, played by Eva Marie Saint, and a newcomer to the county, played by Taylor. With a budget of $6 million, Raintree County was one of the most expensive films ever produced at the time. There was drama going on behind the scenes as well. Much of it revolved around Clift, who'd suffered extensive injuries in a car crash just after shooting began. Clift was leaving a dinner party at Taylor's home when his car hit a telephone pole. Taylor was one of the first people at the crash scene, climbing through the back window into the car and cradling Clift in her arms until an ambulance arrived. Clift and Taylor had bonded while starring opposite each other in A Place in the Sun from 1951, and Taylor talked Clift into starring opposite her in Raintree County. Tragically, though, Clift's injuries accentuated his need for alcohol and painkillers, and his substance abuse adversely affected the production. In the end, the movie earned Elizabeth Taylor the first of her five Best Actress Oscar nominations. From 1957, directed by Edward Dimitrik, also with Lee Marvin, Nigel Patrick, and Agnes Moorehead, Raintree County. Injuries Montgomery Clift suffered in a car accident during production, Raintree County was shut down for 8 weeks. During that time, Elizabeth Taylor began a relationship with producer Mike Todd. By the time the company was back to work on location, Todd was sending expensive gifts to Taylor on a chartered plane. They married shortly after shooting was completed. Todd was Taylor's third husband. Their marriage lasted just over a year, ending with Todd's death in a plane crash, a trip Taylor was supposed to take with him.
There's a tree bright with blossoms of gold, but you will find the Raintree's a state of the mind or a dream to unfold. It was there one day, with the buds of early May, that you came like a flame from the south. And I looked into eyes of periwinkle blue, and I knew, then I knew, I'd love you in Raintree County. What we all seek. was there one day with the buds of early May that you came like a flame from the south. And I looked into eyes of periwinkle blue, and I knew.
That's one of Roger Eden's best scores ever. And Johnny Green with Bill Lee. Here's Frank.
'Twas just a garden in the rain, close to a little leafy lane, a touch of color. The flower beds, the blossoms raised their thirsty heads. A perfumed thank you, they seemed to say. Surely here was charm.
Farnan's Orchestra. The music of the stars is mentioned on his website. Tony Bennett. We're on the air till high noon on most of these same Civic Media radio stations.
We both are lost and alone in the world. Walk with me. In the gentle rain, don't be afraid. I've a hand for your hand, and I will. They fall on my cheek, they are warm like the gentle rain. Come, little one, you've got me.
Let the stormy clouds chase on with the rain. I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. Singing in the rain,
the music of the stars. This is from Broadway, the musical Bloomer Girl. It's Earl Wrightson again. Wrightson with Norman Paris and the orchestra from Bloomer Girl. The Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some things which never will happen, I'm sure you'll agree. Like Crosby's horses winning races and Benny playing the bee. But here in Hollywood, there's one thing on which you can bank every time. Because it never, never happens. And I'll bet my very last dime. It never rains in sunny California. How true, how true, how true. It never rains in sunny California. But what a lot of dew. The sun is shining all the time. It shines wherever you float. The scenery is so lovely to see if you own a glass-bottom boat. But it never rains in sunny California. There is sunshine all the time.
In sunny California. Of course not. How perfectly absurd. It never rains in Southern California. The Chamber of Commerce giving the word. The liquid sun keeps pouring down. It's so hard to explain. If you're not a Californian, you'd swear that it was rain. It never rains in Southern California. No, I heard some people say that it never rains in Southern California. As they swam past me out in the valley the other day. And in my backyard, I had a victory garden, fresh and green. I went out there this morning and found a Japanese submarine. No, but it never rains in Southern California. It's a cloudburst!
This is from a Clint Eastwood picture. Mel Torme does the honors. The picture Play Misty for Me, every disc jockey's nightmare. Chris Gunning's orchestra.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun and the moon and the stars.
Had the hit on that from Play Misty for Me. Eastwood's quite a musician. Notice all the time he spent at the Monterey Jazz Festival in that movie. And Michael Bublé, speaking of
she talks like an angel talks, and her hair has a kind of curl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl. She's white like an angel's wife, with eyes like an angel's eye, and a smile like a kind of pearl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl. Pretty little face, that face just knocks me off of my feet. Pretty little feet, she's really sweet enough to eat. She looks like an angel looks. Baby, I'm hooked after just one look. Just knocks me off of my feet. Pretty little feet, she's really sweet enough to eat. She looks like an angel looks. Oh, I am cooked after just one look.
Joel McNeely right here on The Music of the Stars. Seth MacFarlane does a couple of historic things for us, and Francis Sinatra Jr. also had a couple of hits. Here's one by Seth.
That face,
that face, that wonderful face. It shines, it glows all over the place. And how I love to watch it change expressions. Each look becomes the prize of my possession. I love that face, it just isn't fair. You must forgive the way that I stare. For never will these eyes behold a sight that could replace that face, that face, that face. It's got my crazy heart in such a tangle. It drives me simply wild from every angle. Love those eyes, those lips, that fabulous smile. She laughs and spring goes right out of style. For never will these eyes behold a sight that could replace that face, that face, that face. Such grace, your place, my place, that face.
The music of the stars.
In Tampa, Tacoma, our old Saint Joe, guided by close by the radio. Up in Maine or on the Western Plain, it makes no difference where you go. Cinderella. Coast hook up. Love is everywhere tonight. You better look your coziest nookums. Each station throughout the nation will have a song coming through. So if your set works, the major networks will do your room for you. You should never sing for her if the song is not of your alley.
You might sound like Bing to her,
but suppose she likes Rudy Valley.
If so, can tell her better than you. Why should you care? Long as love is on the air
kalder det Sverige. Hun er lige så høj, som hun er flot. Og hun er lige så flot, som hun er dejlig. Hun er lige så dejlig, som hun er morsom. Og hun er lige så morsom, som hun er musikalsk. Og det er jo egentlig helt uretfærdigt, at en enkelt pige skal have så meget, når man tænker på, hvor mange.
And every time we kiss like this, we fall in love again. And when you press your lips to mine, the feeling was oh so fine. And every time we kiss like this, we fall in love again. I found
up in Maine or on the Western Plain, makes no difference where you go. Cinderella and her fella have the parlor lights turned low. Listening to the radio, love is on the air tonight, and it's on a heart-to-heart hookup. love is everywhere tonight. Better look your coziest nook up. Each station throughout the nation will have a song coming through tonight. Better look your coziest nook up. Each station throughout the nation will have a song coming through. So if your set works, the major networks will do your wooing for you. You should never sing to her if a song is not up your alley. You may sound like Bing to her, but suppose she likes Rudy Valley. If some crooner from old Altoona can tell her better than you, why should you care? Long as love is on the air tonight. Never sing to her if a song is not up your alley. You may sound like Bing to her, but suppose she likes Rudy Valley. If some crooner from old Altoona can tell her better than you, why should you care? Long as love is on the air tonight.
That's
the
Jack Dick Powell.
Benny program presented by Lucky Strike. From first puff to last, there's never a
rush. Oh,
fly me to the moon. Let me play
smoking enjoyment, the rich, mellow taste of fine tobacco. Because
see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore.
You found the chocolate-covered hearts we left on your seats?
Yeah.
Thank you. You sound real good tonight. I will apologize for the sneaky way we got you in here tonight. But it helped to hang that sound sign outside that said gasoline, 50 cents a gallon. Look, I want you to be kind to me during this monologue tonight. One massacre on this date was enough. Those of you who are people get very gift conscious on days like this, and I want to thank the lady from the audience who left the long-stemmed American Beauty in my dressing room. Here. Although your daughter seems like a nice girl, I can't get her on the show. You were ahead of me, weren't you? By the way, if you're out here as tourists, especially today, and you... Hi, Tom. Welcome. And if you're up on Hollywood Boulevard and you see a man walking along dressed as Cupid, that does not mean it's Valentine's Day. That means it's Murray. He dresses that way every single day. Well, maybe he doesn't. Love is in the air today. Valentine's Day. But remember, before you fall head over heels on love with someone you just met, remember the initials of Valentine's Day. I always wax nostalgic on Valentine's Day, and which I do occasionally. I wax several days, but especially on Valentine's Day. I think of my youth back on the plains of Nebraska and my very first girlfriend. She was an Italian girl, Gina Statutory. I'll never forget the very first time I saw Gina in school. She was starring in a hygiene film called Don't Let This Happen to You. Lovely girl. The farmer that lives at... Do you still send Valentine's Day cards? Is that still a thing to do?
Sure.
Some of the ones you made as kids with a little lace around them. Big red hearts. Farmer that lives next door to Billy Carter sent Billy a Valentine's Day card. It says, roses are red, violets are blue, and they're watered daily thanks to you.
Throughout the nation, we'll have a song coming through. So if your set works, the major networks will do your woman for you. You should never sing for her if the song is not of your alley.
You might sound like being to her,
but suppose she likes Rudy Valley.
If so, Cruder from old Altoona can tell her better than you. Why should you care?
Today is produced by Mutual News in New York, utilizing all major wire services, special mutual overseas correspondents, and the news editors of more than 500 affiliated stations. Listen tomorrow night to The World Today, heard around the world through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio. This is Tony Marvin in New York.
Sounds of love continue on most of these civic media stations. Right after news, weather. look at the latest shakings. The Mutual Broadcasting System. This is the music of the stars. We're on the air till high noon every Sunday.
Blossoms of gold, but you will find the rain tree's a state of the mind.
On most of these civic media radio stations. The music of the stars. Good morning.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.